WEOL. We continue our Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Amherst. It's brought to you by the Amherst Public Library. This is Money Smart Week through Saturday at your Amherst Public Library, 221 Spring Street. And joining us is Don Duval and also Kay Kohler of the Amherst Public Library. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Our pleasure.
All right, so what is the Money Smart Week all about?
Money Smart Week is a national program that's been we've been participating for about the last 4 years, and it's to make people aware of some of the programs that we offer on money and how to help them do better, like as far as investing or saving for college or different things. We also have a new program this year for teens, Money Smart for teens, so that can help them learn about money and credit.
Help them not make all the mistakes that many of us have made over the years. Or thinking, I got to turn the clock back. I wish I should have put those pennies away. It's more that. Who are the experts, or who are the people that, do you bring people in, or do you have on staff people that are very knowledgeable of this type of thing?
A little bit of both. We have one of our reference specialists is doing the Value Line demo. And Value Line is for stocks. If you're investing in stocks, it's a publication. It used to be a publication. Now it's a digital format that we have, and it's how to track your stocks and learn to pick how to pick what you want to purchase. That's a staff member, and then the others are area people. We have Gail Reeves, she's an attorney. She's going to come in and do some programming for us too during Money Smart Week.
And this is something, as you mentioned, you talk about the teens, but this is all ages at any time.
Yes.
Can have,
yes,
you know, get a little financial health checkup. And I guess maybe we're all thinking about it now as we approach the tax time, where we have sort of looked at our finances and know what we really have or what we don't have, or maybe ways that we can keep more of our money as this year continues. So
it's
good. Now that goes on. Is there a program every day this week?
No, there's one on. Oh, there's one this evening or afternoon Thursday. There's a couple at 2 and at 6:30.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And they would just need to call the library to.
Or check our website. All the information is on our calendar on the website.
I was looking at that calendar the other day, and maybe, Don, you can speak to that. I'm looking at one thing after another. So many different things going on at the library that people may not be aware of. It's a good place to go.
Absolutely. We have something going on at least 3-4 times every week. Anything from a book club to a program to children's story times to art classes, you name it. If you have an interest in something, chances are we have something going on for you at one point or another.
You have art classes, so I come in and learn watercolors or painting?
We do.
Painting,
we actually have one on quilting that we have on May 28th. We also have Zentangle. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. It's just kind of doodling, and when you're done, it turns into this really cool work of art. And a lady teaches that, and they do a great job, and everybody really enjoys it. And it's one of those that you don't need much talent to try to do. So works out really well.
We fit right in.
Doodling, yes. I know. I have many notebooks from school that have better stuff written in the margins than were actually the notes from that class. But it just, I guess it's a way of just bringing out creativity in people. As you mentioned, anybody can do it, so a lot of people are hesitant to try art because they think, I can't draw, or I can't, all I do is stick figures, but this kind of frees them up to do that.
So exactly. I can't even do a stick figure that if you know it was a tree or a person. So, yeah, these are great for me.
So it's just another way of learning that comes with what goes on at the
library.
Exactly.
But you really do check the calendar, because we try to do things far in advance, but we also will do off, you know, something comes up, we have an opening, we'll do it maybe weekly, every other week. So we try to have things scheduled way in advance, but check regularly, because we'll probably have something popping up new that you might not have known.
You mentioned quilting. Do people bring in their quilts? Where do they start? From scratch? You know, beginners or what?
Both. They come in, they start from scratch, and then they start bringing in their squares, and they work together, and it's of all ages. We have kids that are under 10 and ladies in their 60s and 70s. It's wonderful. It's really a good event.
If that's any indication of how it's been around my house, there's going to be a lot of little thread, colored threads around the floor. People are looking and thinking, where did all this color come from here at the library? But that's the thing about libraries. They're not just books. They're way beyond books. As
exactly.
We talk about all the electronic type of things that people can go there and learn about. What are some things special you have maybe planned throughout the year? Anything for this big summertime? Because that's always a time when you start thinking, how do we get more people? You know, I know they're supposed to go outside, but maybe take a book with them, or still encounter the library outside of the school year, that sort of thing.
Starting the first week after school, we'll be having our summer reading club program, of course, which is always very popular. They have crafts that go along with that, prizes for reading. They have the fair at the end of it. We have a reading club for the teenagers, and we also have one for adults that goes on all summer also. And those are very popular. One thing that we're really looking forward to, though, that'll help out with this is we're doing a remodel upstairs where we had a room that, because of its shape, didn't allow us to fit too many people in it. So we really had a community room size of around 30. But with this remodel, we'll be able to fit close to 90 people in for a program now. So I think that's really going to be changing how we can do some programming. We've done a lot of programming that had that many people. We've had to actually do it off-site. So it'll be nice to bring those programs back to the library itself. And the actual remodel has started, and we hope to be done with it sometime in July.
What are the type of programs that bring that many people out to the library?
A lot of those are either author signings, or the kids do a lot of like magic shows. The Bubble Lady brought in a couple under. You've had a couple that...
Last year I did a healthy living series, and that entailed a lot of different things as far as eating healthy and exercise, that type of thing. But the one program that sticks out most in my mind is the genetically modified foods, which is a big hot topic now. We had close to 90 people for that last year.
Wow.
There's a lot of interest in that, but that whole series was very popular.
So you'll look for some topics that maybe are discussed, you know, in the news or in popular culture, and try to figure out how you localize it or bring somebody in that can kind of address that?
Absolutely, yes. Or if somebody comes in and has a suggestion, we will always try to look for something to fulfill that. But yes, a lot of it is just what's current and what we see as being something that people might enjoy.
Well, that's great, because at least you want us to have a program and think, is there anybody going to be here? Is somebody coming up? You know, but to get 90 people, that's a really great response for
something. It's always a gamble, but usually we do pretty well.
Well, you kind of probably know the community, and that's the thing about the library. They kind of know
Absolutely.
Who their clientele is, what they want, and I'm sure that people also make suggestions to you, too.
And we do have some great programming coming of our Friends group, which I would like Kay to talk a little bit about, too.
Our Friends group is one of the busiest in the county. They have almost a program a month for a Friends group. That's quite something. They bring in a lot of people, and almost all of their programs now are off-site because of space limitations at the library. So we're excited about the new space, especially for the Friends. They do two book sales a year, and in the fall they do an author luncheon, and they try to find someone who's fairly local. This year is their 10th anniversary for the author luncheon, and we have a signed contract with Paula McLean, who wrote The Paris Wife, and that's huge. The Paris Wife has been on the bestseller list for a number of weeks, quite a few, and we're very excited about that. So save the date, October 23rd will be Paula McLean for the author luncheon for the Friends of the Library.
Wow, that's really special. And I guess it's one of those things where if someone brings something up, you think, that person will never come or whatever. Doesn't hurt to ask, or a lot of days now with this communication, you kind of can get information with them and be able to determine whether they do those sort of things, and to have them come here, that's really special. So,
yeah, we're very excited about that. And their 10th anniversary for the author luncheon, they've been a group longer than that, but to have the author luncheon run so successfully for 10 years is huge, and I'm very proud of the Friends group. They just do wonderful, wonderful things for our library.
Anything else in your stack? I see there's a lot of different things here. I can't read that well upside down, so
I'll give you an opportunity. Well, I would like to bring up that we do have a Yoga of the Mind coming up, which is next meeting April 16th. It's at Arabica on Cooper Foster. It meets every other Wednesday. And there's also a teen creative writing group that meets this summer on Mondays. Just something that I think will be of interest for people that have writing as an interest. So that's coming up. And we also, twice a year, we do a Food for Fines, and we have one coming up in June, and we'll forgive your fines if you have a donation to the local food bank. And that's always very popular.
Yeah, we do a lot.
That sounds pretty cool.
If I could mention one
Sure.
other thing, we have a program, it's called Reading with Fiona, and Fiona is a dog. We have Chuck is the handler. He brings his own personal dog in, and the kids that might need a little extra practice reading, about a third, fourth grade level can come in and read to Fiona, and that's been pretty successful too. That's something the kids love to do, and the dog loves it too.
How long have you been doing that? Because I don't know, I've seen this a news story related to something like this. Other libraries or other reading,
yes,
they've discovered the way, especially kids who maybe are not very socially connected in some sense, this also helps them too, I think, reading with the
Sometimes if they're not a real strong reader, that they might be embarrassed to read in front of someone, but reading to a dog is totally a different ballgame. They love that because nobody, the dog's not going to judge them. So
we've done it for about 6 months, right?
Yeah, it's been about 6-8 months now.
Wow.
I bet that's one smart dog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is
very well read.
It's a Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Rottweiler?
Yeah,
wow.
She's
very
sweet.
Okay.
I met her. She's wonderful. She's very docile, and she's very pretty, too. Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's reading with Fiona. When do those take place? Or when is
we have, the next one is April 9th, which is Wednesday, April 23rd. And then in May, we have the 7th and the 21st. All of those are Wednesday evenings. If you call the reference desk, or you could probably just pop in and be able to read for a little bit.
Now, do you bring the book, or do they have the books that you read, or how does that work?
Well, we ask that the kids come in just a little bit early and pick out a book, or they can bring one from home as well.
Okay.
That they would like to
whatever
read.
Whatever they're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe their favorite.
I would like to go just to watch that. Of course, that defeats the whole purpose, right? If they're reading to the dog, and I'm watching them. But it's just fun. I bet that's really kind of a unique experience that you
have. It's
had
a lot of fun.
Too. Well, there's a lot of things going on at the Amherst Public Library. Our guests today have been Don Duvall and also Kay Kohler. If people want to find out more, the website, what's the best gateway, or stop by?
Yes, go to the website and have everything there and check the calendar regularly, please.
I know what's going on at the Amherst Public Library. Thanks for...